Arkham Horror Chapter 2 really begins here. Children of Blood, Traces to Nowhere, and What to Buy After the Core. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Buy the Chapter 2 core first. Buy Children of Blood second if you want Chapter 2's first complete post-core campaign. Buy Traces to Nowhere third if your table values a flexible one-night mystery. The five investigator decks are optional role fixes, not required chapters. Children of Blood releases August 14, 2026 at $44.99 MSRP. Traces to Nowhere follows October 16 at $23.99 MSRP. An exact Amazon listing for either new story pack was not verified on August 4, so Puzzlewick will not send you to a search result or the wrong box. The core and all five investigator decks do have verified direct Amazon product links below. The new core set opened Arkham Horror, the card game's second chapter in March. It supplied the rules, encounter vocabulary, five investigators, and a sharp three-scenario introduction called Brethren of Ash. But a core set is an ignition key, not a road. Children of Blood and Traces to Nowhere are the first two-story releases that show us what the road is going to look like. That wording matters. They are not the first two Chapter 2 products. Five ready-to-play investigator decks arrived between the core and the story boxes. They are the first post-core story products. Children is a three-scenario small campaign expansion built to change under different difficulty settings. Traces is a single-scenario pack that can stand alone or slip into a campaign as a side story. Together, they replace the old assumption that every meaningful release must be an eight-scenario campaign brick. I read Robert's 15-page Chapter 2 research brief, rechecked every announced fact against Fantasy Flight, Asmodee, and the official Arkham site, then read the live community argument. Excitement about the blood tokens, caution about paying campaign money for three scenarios, genuine appetite for a clue-forward standalone, and a great deal of speculation dressed as product information. This guide keeps the doors between those rooms locked. What should you buy after the Arkham Horror Chapter 2 core set? The clean order is core, then Children of Blood, then Traces to Nowhere. Insert one investigator deck anywhere after the core only when a player needs a ready role or wants that investigator. That is a practical order, not a completionist order. The core is mandatory because Chapter 2 story products expect its encounter sets and current rules foundation. Children is next because it is the first linked post-core campaign. Three scenarios, a campaign guide, a new chaos token, difficulty-dependent scenario construction, and a reward card you can unlock for later campaigns. Traces is third because a standalone case is more useful after a group has functioning decks and understands how side stories fit around campaign tempo. The combined MSRP of Children and Traces is $68.98, $1.01 below the core's $69.99 MSRP. That arithmetic is interesting but misleading. You get four scenarios across the two boxes, while the core also supplies the engine required to play them. Do not compare them by card count per dollar alone. Compare the nights they create. Robert's call, a new group should play Brethren of Ash twice before buying anything. The second pass reveals whether your table wants more story, a harder difficulty, or a cleaner investigator role. Buy the answer to that question. What exactly comes in Children of Blood, and what kind of campaign is it? Asmodee lists 178 scenario cards, 12 blood tokens, 19 dividers, and one campaign guide. There are no broad player card sets hiding in the box. This is scenario architecture, three linked investigations with consequences, branching pressure, and a permanent reward waiting at the other end. The story begins with disappearances and the testimony of Christopher Stern, who says his wife Julia has transformed into something violently hungry. The trail starts in Arkham's waterfront district, descends into caverns beneath the city, and eventually crashes a high society party in Northside. That is a good three-act shape: hunt, descent, confrontation. It is not an abridged eight-scenario campaign. It is designed as a complete long weekend story. That compactness is the actual buying question. If your group wants a campaign that can finish across three consecutive Fridays and then replay on another difficulty, Children is unusually practical. If your group wants a season-long saga with 8 upgrades and an enormous narrative wake, this is not pretending to be that product. The official release is August 14, 2026, SKU AHC-106N, MSRP $44.99 for 1 to 4 players. Fantasy Flight lists roughly 90 minutes. The official Arkham site frames it as 1 to 2 hours. First-time groups should reserve 2 hours plus a short campaign log debrief. How do the new blood tokens work? And what is the strategy trap? A blood token applies -1, then tells you to draw another token. If that draw is another blood token, the sequence repeats. That sounds like a softer curse token until the test fails. If you fail a test in which one or more blood tokens were drawn, one of those blood tokens seals on your investigator to a maximum of 3. Sealed blood becomes a visible corruption meter. Treacheries such as torturous transformation and grisly compulsion scale against it. Enemies including Child of Blood and blood-crazed mongrel prefer the investigator carrying the most. Feeding grounds can make every blood token still in the bag behave like another auto-fail. The beginner trap is treating the token itself as the failure. It is not. You still resolve the full modified test. Committing one more icon to a high-consequence test can be worth more here than it would be in an ordinary bag, because avoiding failure also avoids the persistent mark. The second trap is letting the table's marked investigator wander alone. Once 2 tokens are sealed on someone, encounter positioning becomes a team problem. Margot's early strategy: keep a flexible commit card in hand, identify who can absorb an enemy if corruption redirects it, and do not automatically chase token removal if the scenario is about to advance. The correct response depends on whether the bag, the investigator, or the encounter deck currently holds the greater danger. Why easy, standard, hard, and expert change more than the chaos bag Children of Blood is making a more ambitious difficulty promise than a few harsher token values. In its first scenario, River of Blood, each location has a dawn and dusk version. Easy and standard use dawn, hard and expert use dusk. Some paired locations keep the same idea with a higher cost, others reverse the emotional weather of the room, turning help into hindrance. Julia Stern has 3 versions: easy, standard, and a combined hard expert version. Fantasy Flight also says entire encounter sets may be added or replaced at higher difficulty or different player counts. That means the replay is partly a scenario remix, not merely the same map under worse arithmetic. Kenji's recommendation: play standard first, even if your group normally starts on hard. The first pass teaches the new blood economy, the second lets dusk reveal the design changes cleanly. Beginning at hard risks, confusing an unfamiliar mechanic with a difficulty spike and gives you no baseline against which to appreciate the alternate locations. The reward follows the same temptation. Complete the campaign and you can unlock Chosen of Zed-Buramort for other campaigns. It begins as a burden that adds blood, then flips to compelled to feed after blood is drawn, trading corruption for speed and power. That is exactly the kind of reward Chapter 2 needs, not a souvenir, but a dangerous new deck-building question. Is a 3-scenario campaign worth $44.99? The community answer is not settled, yet the most useful community disagreement is not whether Children looks interesting. It is whether 3 scenarios can carry the replay value expected from a $44.99 campaign product. The optimistic case is strong. Distinct difficulty builds, player count dependent encounter changes, a new chaos token economy, and a reward that travels beyond the campaign all point toward replay rather than raw length. A 3-session arc is also far more likely to finish. Plenty of 8-scenario campaigns die under a calendar, which is the least mythic ancient one in the game. The skeptical case is also fair. Three scenarios provide fewer upgrade beats, less room for investigator arcs, and less narrative acreage than the long Chapter 1 campaigns. Several experienced players are waiting to see whether the scenario transformations are substantial or merely admirable production complexity. An early post-Gen Con report described the opening scenario positively and finished in under 2 hours, but the group used 19 XP decks and found it somewhat easy, the blood mechanic barely triggered. That is useful color and terrible verdict data. Overleveled decks, one scenario, one group, we record it without pretending it has become consensus. Imani's social verdict, buy children when three scheduled sessions sound like a feature. Wait for broader reports when you are primarily buying campaign length. The same box can be excellent for one group and undersized for another without anyone being wrong. What is Traces to Nowhere and which rumored details should you ignore? Verified, Traces to Nowhere is the first Chapter 2 scenario pack for 1 to 4 investigators, releasing October 16, 2026 at $23.99 MSRP. Detective Aziza Steer asks for help with a series of disappearances. The investigation must identify the culprit while avoiding an enigmatic presence called the Abductor. It can be played standalone or inserted into a campaign as a side story. Not yet verified, exact card count, how suspects are generated, whether the culprit changes, how the Abductor moves, the XP cost for campaign insertion, reward cards, and the extent of replay variation. Community discussion has turned the few announced nouns into several elaborate mechanisms. They may be clever guesses. They are still guesses. The buying logic does not require those answers. A scenario pack earns its place by being portable, a convention case, a one-night challenge, or a campaign detour when the main group wants something different. The early community response is especially interested in a clue-forward mystery rather than another boss fight. That is a mood signal, not a mechanical guarantee. Dax verdict, do not pre-order Traces because someone invented a randomized culprit system in a thread. Pre-order it because you already know your group uses standalone scenarios. Everybody else can wait for the full preview without losing a thing. Where do the 5 investigator decks fit, and which one should you buy? The April investigator decks are evergreen, ready-to-play player products. Each adds one investigator, a coherent level 0 deck, and an upgrade route. They contain no scenarios. You do not need one to play Children or Traces because the core already provides 5 investigators and recommended decks. Marie Lambeau is the safest one-box expansion for breadth and a mystic seat. Andre Patel has the highest solo ceiling and action economy appeal. Carolyn Fern is an elegant multiplayer clue and recovery specialist. Tommy Muldoon gives a new player a very clear enemy control job. Miguel de la Cruz is the positional puzzle, traps, routes, and a player who enjoys making the map behave. The deck question should come after the role question. If 2 core investigators are already covering clues and enemies, no deck is required. If a friend wants to join without deck-building homework, a ready deck is excellent. If your true solo core investigator repeatedly loses to the same job mismatch, Andre or Marie can be a cleaner intervention than buying a campaign. All 5 links below point to exact Amazon product pages with Puzzlewick's affiliate tag. Using them supports the site at no extra cost. Verify the investigator name at checkout. These are player decks, not scenarios. How should you host the first 4 Chapter 2 game nights? Night 1, play the core's opening scenario with recommended decks on standard. Assign 1 investigator primary clues and 1 primary enemy control. Stop after the scenario. Do not open 3 products because everyone is excited. Night 2, continue Brethren of Ash, learn the campaign log and reward vocabulary, and write a 2-step upgrade plan. If somebody dislikes their job rather than their cards, this is when an investigator deck becomes relevant. Nights 3 through 5, open Children of Blood and play its 3 scenarios as a compact season. Keep the blood tokens in a distinct cup, place sealed tokens physically above the investigator portrait, and appoint one player to read only the campaign text the group has actually unlocked. Play standard before hard so dawn and dusk have meaning. Later, use Traces to Nowhere as a standalone event with proven decks, or insert it when the official campaign cost and timing are known. A side story is best when it interrupts the campaign deliberately, not because the host bought it 5 minutes before people arrived. Yumi's hosting trick: put the next product away once play begins. A visible unopened box turns every rules pause into shopping anxiety. Tea, sleeves, a token tray, and a clean Doom clue zone do more for the night than another expansion within reach. The final verdict: buy now, pre-order, wait, or skip Chapter 2 Core. Buy now if you are starting Arkham in 2026 or deliberately entering the current release line. Existing revised core owners should read our deconfusion guide before replacing a working library. Children of Blood, buy or pre-order with one caveat: buy for a compact, replay-aware 3-scenario campaign, not for 8-scenario volume. Its blood token loop and difficulty-specific scenario construction are the most persuasive evidence that the smaller format has a real design reason. Traces to Nowhere, watch or pre-order by use case. Pre-order if your table already loves standalone cases and side stories. Wait if your decision depends on replay mechanism, reward, or exact components. Those details are not public yet. Investigator decks, buy by role, never as a set by default. Marie for the broadest first edition, Andre for solo and tempo, Carolyn for multiplayer clues and recovery, Tommy for enemy control, Miguel for positional players. The quiet big story is not one monster box. Chapter 2 is becoming a shelf of different evening lengths. The core as foundation, ready decks as player doors, a small campaign as a compact season, and a scenario pack as a one-night case. That is a healthier architecture than asking every table to buy the same shape forever. Final verdict: Chapter 2 Core first, Children of Blood second, Traces to Nowhere third, Investigator decks only by role. That order gives a new table a foundation, a complete compact campaign, a flexible one-night case, and no duplicate player products. Children is the more important release because its blood token pressure, alternate difficulty builds, and transferable reward reveal what Chapter 2's smaller campaigns can do. Traces may become the more frequently replayed box, but its exact machinery is still sealed by the known use case, not the rumor. Frequently asked questions: what should I buy after the Arkham Horror Chapter 2 core set? Buy Children of Blood next for the first linked post-core campaign, then Traces to Nowhere for a flexible standalone or campaign side story. Add an investigator deck only when a player needs that specific role. Do I need an investigator deck to play Children of Blood? Number the Chapter 2 core already includes 5 investigators and recommended decks. Investigator decks are optional ready-to-play player expansions and contain no scenarios. Do I need the Chapter 2 core for Children of Blood? Yes. Fantasy Flight states that Children of Blood requires a core set and is intended for the Chapter 2 environment. The current clean purchase is the 2026 Chapter 2 core. How many scenarios are in Children of Blood? 3 linked scenarios. The campaign visits Arkham's waterfront, caverns below the city, and a high society party in Northside. What comes in the Children of Blood box? Asmodee lists 178 scenario cards, 12 blood tokens, 19 dividers, and a campaign guide. It is scenario content, not a player card expansion. When does Children of Blood release? August 14, 2026. The official SKU is AHC106N, and MSRP is $44.99. How do blood tokens work? A blood token applies -1 and makes you draw again. If the final test fails after one or more blood tokens were drawn, seal one blood token on the investigator, up to 3. Encounter cards and enemies can become more dangerous based on sealed blood. Does difficulty change more than chaos token values? Yes. Children of Blood uses alternate dawn and dusk location cards, multiple boss versions, and can add or replace encounter sets at higher difficulties or different player counts. What reward does Children of Blood unlock? chosen of Zed Buramort, which can flip to compelled to feed after blood is drawn. It can be unlocked for deckbuilding beyond this campaign. Is Children of Blood worth $44.99 for only 3 scenarios? It is worth considering if a finishable 3-session campaign and replay-changing difficulty variants fit your group. Wait if your main measure of value is long campaign length and many upgrade beats. What is Traces to Nowhere? The first Chapter 2 scenario pack, a 1-4 player disappearance case involving Detective Azaz Astir and the abductor. It works standalone or as a campaign side story. When does Traces to Nowhere release? October 16, 2026. Its announced MSRP is $23.99 and UK RRP is £20.1.99. How many cards are in Traces to Nowhere? Fantasy Flight and Asmodee had not published an exact card count as of August 4, 2026. Any precise number currently circulating should be treated as unverified. Does Traces to Nowhere have a randomized culprit? That mechanism has not been officially announced. The product description says investigators must find the responsible party while avoiding the abductor, but it does not explain culprit selection or replay structure. Can I buy Children of Blood or Traces to Nowhere on Amazon? Puzzlewick did not verify an exact US Amazon product page for either story pack on August 4, 2026, so we do not publish a search link or substitute product. The article will be updated when an exact ASIN is live. The core and 5 investigator decks below already use verified direct Amazon pages. Which investigator deck should I buy first? Marie Lambeau is the safest broad first edition. Andre Patel is our solo and action economy choice. Carolyn Fern fits multiplayer clues and recovery. Tommy Muldoon handles enemies. Miguel de la Cruz is the positional trapandroot specialist.